It's time for Comic Review Weekly, produced by Jackrabbit Studios in association with GravyBoy.com. Now here's your host, Andy Slott.
Hello there, comic book fans. Welcome to episode 31 of Comic Review Weekly, the podcast where you get the lowdown on comic books, hosted by me, Andy Slaughter. Comic Review Weekly is brought to you by the creative minds of Jackrabbit Studios, home of Gravy Boy, the comic for folks who like a little hero and their heroes. Check it out at www.gravyboy.com. It's great to have you here. It's my goal to get you to try out a few new titles that you may not have otherwise considered, or possibly to save you a few dollars by helping you avoid a really bad comic book. On this week's show, we will take a brief look at two more titles from Free Comic Book Day, Owly and Free Scott Pilgrim, as well as a new miniseries from IDW Publishing called Cobb Off the Leash. To start off, we have an exciting new action-adventure story written by longtime comic industry veteran Beau Smith with artwork from Eduardo Barreto. It's Cobb Off the Leash. In the first issue of this three-part miniseries, readers are introduced to Cobb, a tough guy in the classic style of John Wayne or Yul Brynner. Cobb is an ex-Secret Service agent who can't seem to stay out of trouble. From the first two pages, we can see that he is the type to stand up to bullies, from the schoolyard variety to the Russian mafia variety. In the beginning, our hero is locked up in jail for beating up a gang of thugs when a former colleague comes looking for him. As circumstances would have it, a mutual friend is running a private securities and investigations firm and could use Cobb's expertise. Cobb accepts. Intercut with Cobb's jail time scenes, the reader is introduced to the main antagonist of the book, Yuri Ivankov, a ruthless, tundra-hearted mafia leader and arms dealer. One of his recent, most crucial deals is with terrorists, but persons within his own organization are trying to stop him. One of them is Nikita, a sexy blonde beauty who is forced to escape Yuri's compound and find someone who can help her finish the work her brother started. Her brother had planned on alerting the American government to the arms deal, but was killed when Yuri found out that he told Nikita. Now her life is in danger. Meanwhile, Cobb is getting reacquainted with some old friends at the security firm, one of which is Molly, the granddaughter of the firm's owner. An attractive law student, I'm guessing that Molly will not only be a love interest for Cobb, but a kick-ass character in her own right, judging from the baseball bat she wields on the cover. This charming reunion is interrupted by Nikita, who somehow knows about the firm, asking desperately for help. Then, a couple of vans pull up and Yuri Ivankov's goons jump out holding pistols and semi-automatics. With lightning instincts, Cobb breaks out his own guns, ready to battle. Unfortunately, the issue ends there, leaving a hopefully awesome fight sequence at the beginning of issue 2. Cobb Off the Leash, I must say, is a refreshing shot of well-plotted action with a hero who is likable and not psychotic. What I mean when I say well-plotted action, for the first few pages alone, they're wonderfully told as Cobb, sitting in a jail cell, recounts his brawl with a bunch of surly lowlifes. Instead of jumbled panels with unrecognizable movements, Eduardo Barreto's action is sharp and dead-on accurate. As Cobb justifies his actions with a wry smile, this reviewer couldn't help but chuckle, looking at the intense ass-kicking taking place one panel over. Anyway, an expertly drawn and written sequence. All in all, Cobb shows great promise for what it is intended to be, just a good, old-fashioned knuckle-buster meant to entertain. I give it a solid 4 out of 5 stars. Next, we have the Free Comic Book Day offering from Top Shelf Productions called Owly, an all-ages independent book that follows the adventures of a lovable owl and his friend, Wormy. Written and drawn by Andy Runton, Owly is a remarkably simple yet profound read that looks at what real friendship is all about. While I wouldn't call it a morality story, there are some wonderful moral lessons about life and about getting along with others. Whenever I read Owly, I feel a tinge of joy. I think I feel this way because I know that Owly is, for all intents and purposes, a nice guy. I mean, seriously, Owly is just a nice guy who helps others. sometimes it's refreshing to read about nice people doing things for others, especially after dealing with personal conflicts and pettiness at work, then driving home and having murderous speed demons trying to run me over so they can get to Walmart 1 minute faster. This world would be a much better place if we all took lessons from Allie. This issue is called Breaking the Ice, and it takes place in the winter on a frozen lake. Allie and Wormy are thrilled when a pack of Canadian geese, at least they look like Canadian geese, swoop down from the sky and land near them looking for food. Allie and Wormy want to meet the geese, but are afraid of scaring them away, so as a peace offering, they find some seed to give them. However, the seed is all but gone thanks to Scampy the Chipmunk and his insatiable appetite. What to do? Allie decides to give the geese some popping corn instead. But regardless of his best attempts to make nice with the geese, Allie's hopes for friendship are dashed when Scampy acts like a jerk and scares them off. With all the commotion going on right on top of a frozen lake, the ice cracks and Allie falls in. Will the angry chipmunk and the upset geese be able to get over their differences in order to save the day? Well, one of the unique facets of Allie is that there is no dialogue whatsoever. As far as language goes, this differs from other all-ages comic books, animal comic books, in that none of the characters talk. Instead of words, Andy Runton moves the story along using symbols. Each word balloon seems carefully timed with just the right symbol to explain what the characters are trying to say. A very interesting and effective concept. If you are in need of a hug, then I recommend picking up this charming title. From what I understand, the book is published by Top Shelf in digest volumes that you can pick up at your local comic book store. I give Allie 4 out of 5 stars. Next up, we have the Oni Press Free Comic Book Day selection, Free Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim already has 2 published digest volumes of his adventures out there to pick up, with a third on the way. How can I best describe this series? Scott Pilgrim is a popular young guy who sings in a band and can pretty much pick up any girl he wants. He has a hip gay roommate with whom he shares jokes and adventures. Think a manga-esque version of Chasing Amy or Clerks meets Mega Man. Like a Kevin Smith movie, it has very real relationships without pedestal placing, centering on characters who are far more hip than most people can ever aspire to be. Scott Pilgrim definitely has that element to it from this reviewer's perspective. But then there's the Mega Man aspect, and what I mean here is that the main character regularly has to get power-ups and such so that he can fight villainous bosses at the end of each stage. What stage, you ask? Ah, there is where the conflict of Scott Pilgrim arises. In order to pursue Ramona, the mysterious ninja courier girl of his dreams, he must fight and defeat all 7 of her evil ex-boyfriends. And of course, these boyfriends have special powers, so it won't be too easy for him. In this issue, Scott gets attacked by an evil teenage celebrity robot that can clone herself. As she, or they rather, wallop him, our hero is faced with a major bump to hurdle. He refuses to hit a 16-year-old girl. That pretty much sums up the entire issue, minus some witty banter. This indie book has picked up some steam through good reviews and word of mouth. I happened to find the 2 digests of this at my local library and I read them, which they read very quickly, by the way. The style, from the words to the visuals, is indeed hip, no doubt about it. I guess my issue with this book, however, is that it feels like eating lots of candy very quickly on an empty stomach. Even though it deals with relatable concepts like romance and friendship, there is not much substance. Nothing to really make it last. I found that the relationships and personality of the characters don't always mesh well with the crazy 16-bit video game environment. Rather, it's hard to read about post-college 20-something angst 1 minute, and the next minute, an evil ex-boyfriend shows up and Scott starts blasting him with lightning bolts or flying kung fu kicks or something. I find myself wanting to hurry through this quickly and be done with it. In short, I didn't get it. However, some of you out there might just like this if you are into the amazing Joy Buzzards or the stuff that indie publisher Fantagraphics tends to put out. This may be a fun piece of unique entertainment for you. As for this reviewer, however, Scott Pilgrim gets 2 out of 5 stars. And that's going to finish us up for this week. Thanks again for listening to Comic Review Weekly. You can email me your comments and suggestions at andy@gravyboy.com. I would love to hear from you. I am always open to broadening my horizons and checking out new books. So if you have anything in mind that you would like to hear about on the show, please let me know. Also, we now have an online map that shows where the listeners of the show live. Now, don't worry, it's not too specific. I really don't think anybody's going to be stalking you. But it's just a neat way for us to get an idea of where our listeners hail from. If you want to put yourself on the map, stop by this website. It's www.frappr.com/comicreviewweekly, one word. Join us next Monday for another new episode of Comic Review Weekly at www.gravyboy.com/crw. I'm Andy Slaughter, wishing you a fulfilling comic book reading experience. In order to pursue Ramona, the mysterious ninja courier girl of his dreams, he must fight and defeat all 7 of her evil ex-boyfriends. Oh, sorry.
That sounds cool.
That is awesome.
That is so true, man.
And
that is like my life.
I am so there.
Oh, okay.